So why don't you walk us through what we're looking at? The last time we saw anything here, we had a lot of more yellowish eggs, right?
Right.
I'm good to go.
You ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, these eggs have been in here. These eggs were harvested on the 11th. So they're getting pretty old. Typically, they hatch in about 21 days at 50 degrees, but our water temperature has not been averaging 50 degrees. So they're taking a little longer than that. But that's a good round number. 50 degrees, average water temperature, they'll hatch in 21 days. Now, every one of these little eggs now has a little embryo in it. And the reason they're dark is because the most obvious part of that embryo is their two little black eyes. And that's why they look like why they look. If you could really focus in, some of them are hatching. You can see them flitting up now and then. But these on top are empty eggshells. When the little embryo exits the eggshell stays put, hopefully. Otherwise it goes out and plugs up our filters. But what happens is, as they start to decay, fungus, the same fungus that decays a fish, dead fish out in the lake, gets on these, and it can be a serious problem. Otherwise, it's just a visual problem. I cleaned these this morning, but now we've got big clumps, and to clean them, all you do is you shut the water off. This is the delivery tube. The way these work is water goes down, the delivery tube goes down, and it's held off the bottom with these three flanges and then wells up, and that's what lifts the eggs. You can see the eggs now, they're settling down. We typically put 80 ounces of eggs in here. There's 4,000 per liquid ounce, so that's 320,000 eggs. So I'm going to say right now we probably have 70,000 eggs still left in here. So that'd be about 240,000 little fish in this one jar. And then all I do to clean the fungus eggs out, gotta work it down to the bottom and lift all the clumps up and just slowly lift it up, and the eggs will settle through the slits in the spool. And as a side byproduct of that, roughhousing with the eggs will actually cause the fry to hatch quicker. So there's a few drawbacks, but like I said, those are fungus eggs, mostly dead or empty eggshells, and we just discard them. Not real scientific, it's just a matter of house cleaning. And I could have used a smaller spoon. The spoon just barely fits. But like I said, as a byproduct of shutting the water off, it causes the eggs to hatch.
So once they hatch, how do they get outside?
Well, the water's going, let me get these going again. The water's going down that tube and then wells up, and there's an overflow spout on every one of these jars. And it goes into that long collection trough, 2-inch flexible hose on the outside. It's hooked to the manifold. It goes along behind the tanks, and we got a series of valves so we can segregate. And that's what we do, is we segregate by day because we hold them about 48 hours. They have a yolk sac attached to their abdomen, and they can't vertically swim through the water. So you want to give them time to absorb that yolk sac before you take them out there, because...
But the embryos will swim up on their own?
They're washed out.
They're washed out?
Yeah, they don't swim up. As a side note, we've done northern eggs in here, and they don't come out. You have to pour them out. They have a whole different biological rhythm that when they hatch in a lake or whatever, they have an organ on top of their head, and they latch up underneath a piece of vegetation and hang there until their yolk sac is gone. These don't have that benefit. So,
but otherwise, the embryos start out, they're like to the big amusement park ride going down some tubes.
Yep, like it or not, they don't have a choice. Our hatcheries have been an evolution. When we first started hatching, we can catch all these inside the hatchery. We don't need all those tanks out there. So we had a bottom tank down there. Tried to catch 4 million little fry in one tank. It doesn't work. So, like I said, this whole thing has been an evolution of design. And fortunately, I have some photographs of those old hatcheries. So in my show and tell sessions, I show people. We do learn. Even though we're a whole bunch of old guys, we do learn. The reason I put water in there are some live fry, or maybe live eggs, that come out with the decayed stuff. So, and by shutting this off like this for 10 minutes, it'll cause the hatch to pop. I might have been a little... The standard measure for eggs in a liquid ounce, there's 4,000 per liquid ounce. But those are the new eggs. And these eggs, because they're almost twice the size, because there's an embryo developing inside, there may not be quite as many eggs in that one jar as I said there was. But. Good housekeeping, because if you don't do this, the fungus will take over the entire egg mass and destroy the entire egg mass. I didn't do these two down on the end this morning. The dead egg mass collects on the fins on the bottom of that tube, and that's what occurs. So that's why I say housekeeping is absolutely important in this process. Thank you. That's the kind of mat that they catch on the bottom. They catch on the bottom of that fin, and it doesn't take long for that to just rise up and really take over the jar. So. And you sometimes have to be fairly aggressive getting it up. And I'm going to wait to do that one until Mark get here, because they've never done this with the spoon before. How is your close-up?
I'll just put a different lens on.
Yeah.
Just a wide-angle lens. So.
And they just don't move very much. They're not very active at all. And they're called swim-up fry at this point in time. And if you look at them, they got that big belly on them yet. You can see the big belly on some of these little fat ones. That's what has to go away for them to be able to actively swim.
And so those are a day old?
They're anywhere from 24 hours to 1 minute old when you shut the thing. That's the trouble. You got to take the median age rather than because when you first close the valve, they're a minute old, and then when you first open the valve, they're a minute old, and then you let them fill for 24 hours, so some are only a minute old. So that's why we have to. Let's see if I can get more over here. Well, did you get?
How can we try it one more time? I got a couple good shots.
We can try it a dozen times, too.
Okay, thanks.
See what I get over here for numbers. Ah, come on. Well, I'll just hold it down like that. Yeah, we'll turn these loose tomorrow. They must like having their picture taken.
It looks good.
So how many are in this tank, do you think?
A couple hundred thousand.
Should we get an extreme close?
There you can see what I took out.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And there probably is some fry swimming, so you could turn them loose by the... You ready, Freddy?
Thank you.
Let me see if I can. Oh yeah, right now they're not going to respond. Let me stir them up a little bit. Get them moving around here. Back here a second. If I can get.
nice.
Yeah, you can see how they just lay there and collect along this one rib. They're really pretty sedentary. If they can find a nice spot to sit, they'll sit. Protein foam. Bait dealers have a heck of a time with protein foam, and almost any big bait dealer will have a water fixture that removes that protein foam from their water. You start building up metabolic byproducts, and they lose a lot of minerals. So protein foam is a big deal. Those big clumps are collected on the bottom. And this is all the stuff that floated up. That was where I got those big clumps out of. And all I do is I just stick this down and I start agitating. And sometimes you gotta kind of break it up. And then you just, I keep the thing against that, and I just let them settle on their own for a bit.
There we go.
Actually, that is really good. There are very few in there. Either that or I missed the whole bunch. But I don't think it was this morning. And I just cleaned some of those again. It's collecting on the eggshells from when they hatch.
Yeah.
And you got to really be.
That's the list of things you do.
You got to be really careful about that because it starts at the bottom and it'll come up through the entire tank.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, I can do one.
Have at it.
All right.
I'll get out of the way. I'm gonna go hook my boat up. Or hook the boat up to my truck. Luckily, I don't know where he got that padlock from, because all of our padlocks, all the walleyes for tomorrow padlocks are keyed alike. I don't know where that one came from, but you got to unhook the front.
Yeah, I will. Yep.
Once I get it in the water. Better do it.
I'll do it now.
Hey, I was wondering where the key was for that padlock, but we found it. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know how that works. You gotta write them a note. Yeah, right now we got 5 tanks full. Yeah.
Good to go.
All right. So what we do is we put a siphon hose down in the filter. And then the fun part, you get to suck on this thing to get the siphon going. Ooh, Mark, come here. Hold on to that so it doesn't come back up. I only want to do this once.
Okay.
And I'm not like your dad. I do it sideways. Come on. And we siphon as much water out as we can get. No need messing around with 60 gallons of water. Once we get it out, oh, can't do that. Hold on to that valve.
Yep.
We pull this out of the way because we take all this assembly off and we slide the tank out so that we can drain the last of it into a cooler and or buckets. You want to do it in the buckets or you want to do it in the cooler and haul the cooler over?
Do the cooler. It's not a thing.
Then I got to move my truck. So.
Oh, and then just do the buckets.
No, I'll move my truck.
Okay, that's you.
You got to learn to be more assertive, kid.
Yeah.
We're older than you are, but so what?
We got the air hose hooked up. Nice.
When your boss shows up and tells you to do something and you think it's not a good idea, you gotta learn to say no.
Absolutely.
My brother was in the Navy, and he was up for promotion. And the guy that was interviewing him said, did you ever lie to a senior officer? And he says, damn right I did. Why'd you do it? He says, because he wasn't qualified to know what he was asking me for.
That's right.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. But
I can't tell you. I can't tell you my other Navy story.
Loss or siphon.
What? No, you gotta, that big hose, see you're only getting, come on, you must have done a bong once or twice in college, didn't you?
If you want to suck in a hose like that, you gotta get an actual growth from KK.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
You gotta chase the jerseys. That's right. That's right.
Get down there. If you got any kind of bubble left in that thing, you'll lose.
Well, he only scraped the hell out of it once.
They all get scraped. Nothing you can do about it. The car or the boat?
The boat. I figure it's pretty good not having mirrors.
Yeah. What do they expect to do if we aren't here? They just, these are reliant.
She was helping. That's why she yelled out, that, little help.
That other guy's name's Bill.
Which guy?
With a gold hat.
I don't know who that guy is.
His name is Bill. You're hooked up to a lie detector test. Said the first question they asked me, do you ever think about having sex with your mother?
Oh, God.
He said it went downhill from there. He said they want to know everything there is to know about you. So you guys going home tonight?
Nope. We're going up to Boulder tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight. That's why you guys could have done this at 3.
Holy moly. That's a nice ride from here.
Yeah. About 4.
Boulder? Like 5 on our way, Boulder?
Yeah.
We're staying in Minocqua. We gotta be out in the morning at 7:30 so we can be on the boat with the researchers.
Greg Sass?
Greg Sass. He runs the Northern Highlands Research Center.
Great guy.
Yeah. Are they doing something? Like if it's fished similar to like one of these southern lakes that gets attacked all year.
Yeah.
Like whether they can reproduce.
Well, I know one of them's working on Escanaba Lake. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the walleye one. That's the main one right next to the center.
Right. Yeah, Greg is a... He is an amazing speaker. I mean, he can relate. I mean, he is up here when it comes to the intellectual undertaking, but when it comes to addressing a crowd, he's...
Okay. Brian and I will just lift it.
Well, shut that off. Pull the filters, rinse them off in here so they don't have any fry on them. You're not going to pull that out, leave that in. You want to take this in coolers? A cooler?
However you...
Well, get the cooler then.
You dump it into a cooler and then you kind of...
Well, you siphon it in first.
Do you need a mic or no?
Not right now, but okay. I got the air manifold and I didn't know what you did with them.
They fell between the shelf and the counter.
That's why I couldn't find them. A lot of water left in this thing, man.
I know. I tried.
So.
Oh, that's a ton of water.
Yeah, there is.
Let's just try this one more time. Get a little more on. Oh, 5 and 6 is good, Mike. You have some help on that, Brian?
Now wait a minute, slow.
Oh, wait.
He's gonna
turn some more. We gotta videotape
this. He's gonna go on the other side, Doc.
Better now.
Your butt's not very photogenic.
No. I don't even have to be in it.
We're good to go. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
You really want to put that much water in there. Well, I gotta watch my language, I'm on tape.
It's fine.
Hey, the...
Right here? No? Not that someone brought him out here.
There's a Pyrex right here.
Yeah, the Pyrex. Pyrex is right there. Whatever. These little guys, they... Have you ever found a good place to eat in Managua? I haven't. That's why I asked.
You want some more?
No, that's enough.
Good. Yep. The Monica. I asked him if they float, and he said he didn't think so.
I don't know, this lake's pretty clear. I think we'll be able to find it. It's not going to fall.
It's deep, though.
Is it? It's probably cold, too.
Really cold. I dropped my camera out of my pocket up on Lake Managua. No. Get the name of the lake. It's on the Manitou's chain. And just, I reached down to pull it out, and he goes, plooch. The guy says, don't worry about it. He says, my kid will come up and find it. A month and a half later, he called me up and says, we found it. And it still works. Waterproof.
Wow.
And then I went to a Walleye's for Tomorrow banquet in Appleton. Somebody stole it out of my pocket. My
what?
Coat, stole it out of my coat pocket.
Oh, my gosh.
I was not happy. And irreplaceable boat building pictures on it. All my pictures when we built that boat up at Shawano, all gone.
Is that shrimp working on the engine now?
Yep. It's mercury. The cheap suckers, they knew exactly what was wrong with it when Tom took it back to the marina. You know, when you punch the button, you get a big inrush of current. They've got a relay in it that's not big enough to take the inrush current, and they burn up. But they're too damn cheap to go to a different, higher quality. They'd rather pay a warranty repair job on it. It's buy new relay. They knew all about it.
The guys were off the water for a couple of weeks.
I don't need to do it. Go right ahead. I've been sitting in front of this thing Way too long already today.
No, that was a good interview, though.
This one goes in the water. So that one goes in the fishy. All right, I'll start with
And don't put it on the bottom of the tank so the first thing you suck up is dead eggs.
Yeah.
Dad won't appreciate it. The reason we do it that way is so the fish come out horizontally in the water, because the top 18 inches of the water column is the warmest water, and that's where the zooplankton congregate. If you dump them straight down, they get cold shocked and they go all the way to the bottom. And this is 70, 80 feet. I don't know how deep 100. It is. 100?
105.
You can't see the little buggers, but they're going.
No, but sometimes you can.
I went
still
up.
Flowing, Mark?
I went up.
Yeah, we're flowing good.
Okay. I went up there today because I needed to go to the bathroom. There was no. I
could use our porta potty.
I did. That's what I used.
Did you really?
Well, there's two by the landing.
Oh, you could. Yeah, there's one on our job site too.
Okay, you can see them. You can see them going into the lake now. If you can. There are.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
This tank still wasn't that full.
No.
Not like the next three are gonna be.
No, the next three are gonna be crazy.
Mike, my question is: should we leave the boat tied up to the dock that's not in front of the launch, but on one of the other docks,
sure.
So that we don't have to launch it?
Yep. The loot.
I got it.
Dude, I'm not pulling on this thing now. Use the suction.
Oh, over there.
There's not a chance in the world I'm pulling on this thing now. This is all...
Dead eggs.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of eggs right now.
Dead egg water.
Yeah.
Don't hear it.
Dry up top here.
There.
Let's let that settle down a little bit.
Some now again.
What?
Nope, I don't have it.
You might just put in the hose down top that way. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Done.
No, it's done.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
up on.
I'd go to the west side. Yeah, go to the west side. There's a dock to the to that direction.
Left.
I would say the dock on the left.
Oh, I thought you wanted to tie up on one of those.
No, I would tie up what we normally do. We just do it on the left side of the pier.
Well, I was just going to say on the pier next to the smaller.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's dive into the smaller pier west of the launch, just so it's out of their way.
I don't want to block them.
Little pier on the other side.
I see it. You don't mean that one.
Not that one. No.
I don't think that would work.
That's a little bit.